Occupy movement, which started in September of 2011, has gained a great deal of attention with activists protesting in cities from over 25 countries. The first gathering to receive wide coverage was Occupy Wall Street in New York City's Zuccotti Park. And with all the activity over the past year, there have been a vast quantity of materials created, pictures, videos, interviews, posters, speeches, and more. So several libraries and nonprofit organizations are helping to archive the materials of the Occupy movement. One such organization is called
Activist Archivists. It's composed almost exclusively of either current students in my program or graduates of my program. Activist archivists are engaged in about a little over a dozen different projects meant to facilitate the archiving of Occupy-related media.
That's Howard Besser, professor of cinema studies and director of New York University's Moving Image Archiving and Preservation Program, as well as senior scientist for digital library initiatives at NYU's library.
We don't actually have a collection ourselves. We work with groups such as others at NYU to help them build their collection. And we work with the occupiers to help them build their own collections. And a good part of what we do is to try to make sure that people who are doing recordings follow some kind of good practice in doing so to make it easier to be able to archive and preserve that material.
With such a loosely joined movement of people, people with a DIY mentality and suspicion of conventional organizations, the consistency of process can become more difficult.
What we're dealing with is a situation where it's all over the map, where we have a bunch of individuals who are shooting video, recording audio, shooting still images, and each person has their own kind of internal system about how they handle that.
Because of the way we're collecting material and we're going to the site or we're having participants who are part of the Occupy movement itself do oral history collecting or capture discussions, is that it's very difficult to get them to identify themselves and the date and the metadata that you were able to get from us just today, that they're not able to do that consistently.
David Millman is director of Digital Library Technology Services at New York University, whose Tamament Special Collections Library has been gathering material from the Occupy movement.
There's a tension between trying to get consistency and trying to work with the environment that you're given, and that other cultural institutions that are involved in those making these kinds of collections should be aware of that tension, because you can't have it either way. You're always walking some kind of line between the two, and that you just have to accept that.
You know, we have lots of products, so to speak, best practices, guidelines, things like that. One of the products that we're working on right now is a kit to help a local Occupy movement to archive their own material themselves.
These kits include best practices and guidelines for adding metadata to content, protecting identities, getting permissions and releases, and more. Another destination in the effort to archive the Occupy movement is the Occupy Archive Project at OccupyArchive.org. One of the creators of this project is Sharon Leon, Director of Public Projects at the Center for History and New Media at George Mason University. She says one of the benefits of taking on the task of archiving Occupy materials is that it allowed the center to test some of their new tools in a workflow environment.
But also that we saw a need that we thought might not be getting met with the archives that were being built directly around the Occupy Wall Street activities. Because we knew the folks at NYU were collecting things. We knew that the participants themselves were collecting things. But we worried about the related movements that were spread across the country and across the world. And we wanted to make sure that their born digital materials were collected. And so we launched, around October 10th, we launched the Occupy Archive Project as just something amongst the staff and the graduate students at the center. There's no institutional funding for it. It was just something we decided we needed to do.
The website allows visitors to upload stories, photos, video, and sounds from those participating in, organizing, or observing Occupy movements. But creating a place to archive Occupy was not without its challenges.
Funding is certainly one of them. As a center that's 90% grant-funded, this is sweat equity on our part. But I think it's important to be able to do those kinds of things quickly. I think more interesting than the funding problem is really the problem of assessing what the scope of materials to collect might be. And I know the folks at the Internet Archive are trying to do exactly the same sort of things. And so I hope that together we'll overlap in some way and end up with some good redundancy there. Permissions, certainly, are always a problem. We were really worried about the amount of material that was being generated on Facebook and on Twitter that perhaps we could archive in a dark archive kind of way and not share with the public until those sorts of things might be worked out.
In the age of smartphones, capturing the event can be the easy part. But properly attributing materials, permissions, and metadata is a habit that doesn't come naturally to non-librarians or non-academics. The product that these organizations have created are helping the casual shooter, interviewer, or activist to present his or her content by providing relevant information.